The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I've been in for Pat all this week. I'm delighted to be joined now in studio by Laura Jordan, image and brand consultant and owner of Style Savvy. And we're going to talk about something that I didn't know anything about, because when I buy a suit or a pair of trousers, it's a 36, 38 or 42, depending on how many pints of Guinness I've had, and the jacket fits, and then I'm a size 18 in the collar, and I know exactly when it comes off the peg what I'm getting and whether it'll fit me. This is not the case for women's clothes. Apparently, a size 12 or 14 can vary. Laura, please explain this.
Thank you for having me this morning. It is a huge issue for women's wear in particular. There is no standardization either globally, in the US, in the UK, for any women's clothing when it comes to what the dimensions are that fit each clothing size.
So, but surely your bust, there's so many inches, your hips are so many inches, your tummy are so many. What's the difficulty about that?
The difficulty is that the brands who are creating the product may have a template which should correspond to measurement, but will change those dimensions depending on their marketing goals. We've a huge issue with vanity sizing, where people say, I want to be buying a smaller size on a label, so I would rather the shop create a product that allows me to feel I am X size or Y size, rather than there being a standard, well, a bust that measures 34 inches is a size 12, etc. So it doesn't have the correspondence we hope it would have.
So would this apply to just dresses? Would it apply to skirts? Would it apply to jeans?
It applies to everything. Dresses are the hardest issue because A, of the proportion discrepancy between bust, waist and hips. Jeans are a little easier if you're buying them where the inches around the waistband are labelled. But the biggest problems we have is with dresses, with skirts and then tops, etc. We also don't even have many labels such as, you know, 10, 14, 16, 18. We have small, medium, large, which are at the complete discrepancy of retailers, what size they put with each of those labels. And there is a lack of consistency within a brand, particularly when brands are taking product from different manufacturers and different factories.
OK, and so what sort of confusion to this? Because I say the best way to lose weight is actually to wear a bigger jacket.
Yes.
You know, your jacket, you're swimming in your jacket and, oh, Ivan, you've lost a bit of weight, you know. Whereas if you're wearing a really tight fitting thing and the buttons are bursting, it looks, you know, as if you put on weight. So, I mean, like, does it matter the size? Like, is this a difficulty when you're buying online?
Exactly.
Insofar as that you can't try it on.
Yes. And we saw this huge boom during COVID, really. It accelerated the rise of online shopping and us shopping in that way. And if you are ordering a product online, even if you're using the guides that are provided by the retailer on the website, they are not always reflective of the typical body proportions of an individual in a country. It's a global, you know, kind of benchmark that's just copy and pasted in. And there are movements in the likes of AI to try and get better fit and to take into account more of the elements of a person's dimensions and proportions. But it's not an exact science by any means. And the problems arise for the customer when you're buying a pair of, I'll actually use trousers as a great example, or a dress. You're buying two or three sizes, hoping that one of them might work. And then for the retailers, you've got customers buying three of each item. They're going to send back two. So their costs are increasing as well.
So what would be, I would say you're an average to slim sized person. Would you be a 10 or 12 or a 14?
I'd be in different shops. I'd go from an 8 to a 10 to a 12. My job for my clients is to know which stores have more generous sizing versus tighter sizing and to give them that advice. But even within a store, I will go from small, medium, large and vary.
And is this that some manufacturers are doing this? Is this thing Ireland versus the UK versus the US or EU? Is it a country thing? In other words, if the clothes are made in a particular, a 14 means a different thing? Or is it just certain people? Because, I mean, surely it's a bit deceptive. If I'm thinking, OK, my size is a 12 and suddenly I don't fit into this, it makes me feel bad. It doesn't make me feel good.
Exactly.
You know, and like the standard test is, does my bum look big in this? Do you know what I mean? So that's in terms of Deirdre. I mean, like, so, I mean, like, I just don't get why they do this.
You are asking the question that every person working in the retail market who are working with customers who are purchasing clothes are feeling, when we look at the, it's a global issue. When we look at the reasons behind it, we have increased costs across the board by manufacturers. We've smaller seam allowances as a result. Once the cotton crop fails, which it did a few years ago, we then have the price of cotton going through the roof, which means manufacturers are trying to use less fabric as they are creating their products in a way to try and keep their costs competitive. So there is economic factors to it, but the factors that mostly affect us as customers and consumers are the psychological ones. Exactly as you said, I used to be a size 12. That's how I benchmark my weight, my appearance, how I feel about myself. And now I'm going to buy a size 14, etc. Also to note, there is such a amount of information. What is average? A size 16 in women's wear is the average dress size in Ireland and the UK. It's not a 12, which yeah. we're often told, you know, again, I don't know where it came from. It's not accurate, but that is the average size. And we also need more retailers catering for a better span of sizes, but it's not economically viable for many retailers to do that.
Okay, we talked about dresses and jeans. What about bras? Because Deirdre constantly says, oh, I've gone too big for my bras. I have to get a whole new set of them and they cost a fortune. I mean, like, so you've 36, say, to 42 and you've sort of B to E
yes.
in cup size.
Yep.
I mean, like, and you know, as you put on weight, your boobs get bigger. So is the same problem with bras or not?
Bras don't have the same issue because they run true to the imperial system typically, which is inches in Ireland and the UK. And then we'll use the metric system if you're buying a bra outside of those countries.
So there's no problem with bras.
No problem with bras.
And no problem with, because another problem women have is that they get too many shoes. Does this problem extend with shoes?
It doesn't. That's why we like shoes. We like to buy shoes and bags because we don't have the same issues. We are, you know, shoe size is a lot more straightforward, as is the dimensions for something like a bra. So it is, it's a clothing. That's the big issue.
Okay, a year or so, some texts. A year or so, I bought a pair of jeans in a well-known clothing chain in Dublin. They were size 14. I loved them. So the following week, I went back and bought a different colour pair. Didn't bother trying them on because they were the same brand, type and size. Go home, they wouldn't fit. So I went back to the shop and tried on some other pairs. Finally, a pair fit me just like the first pair, although they were a size 12. The original one was 14. So she goes through all the sizes. Is that a classic example of...
Classic. That is it in a nutshell, the example that people are facing when they are shopping now. And the only way around that, which is not practical if you're shopping online, but it is a small workaround for in person, is to bring a measuring tape with you into a store. It is shocking to see the discrepancy, as much as 2 inches on a waist, that you're experiencing when you're looking at even the same product, the same wash, the same colour, the same style number. It is not in any way consistent through all of the products. So there's a huge issue with that.
Okay. Too. Someone else says, not just women's clothing, take sports tops, for example. When your team changes kit suppliers, you could go from medium to large or vice versa without gaining an inch.
It's exactly true. And that's a huge issue if you're ordering 20 or 30 or 40 volume pieces and you're trying to correspond the size of that. It's just an admin headache. There is no consistency. So brands decide as they go which size they want to put with each
piece. And what would you say to Lar in Dublin? This is precisely why we don't have women in charge of anything. Men's sizes just work.
Well, that's interesting. If we had more of all of our consistency, as I said, it would be fantastic.
Okay.
It's what we
well,
need.
Your point is well made, and let's hope someone sorts it out. Finally, before you go, tell us about Jonathan Anderson. He's a creative director. And last week was the Paris Fashion Show, and he's an Irish guy. Why is he in the news?
Jonathan is in the news for a very exciting reason. He is the pride of Derry at the moment. He is in line to be the next creative director of the House of Dior, one of the largest fashion houses in the world. It is a huge honour for him to be in the running for this, and it's looking likely that he'll take the reins sometime in the summer.
All right. Well, good luck to Jonathan. And I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about him. And thank you to Laura Jordan of stylesavvy.ie if you want to get your best image and brand consultancy advice.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.